We think that, like, the universe is some worldly version of God. God created the universe, and he put into existence the universe and the way the universe works. And when we put into motion what God has put into existence, we'll see breakthroughs like we've never seen before. Well, welcome, champions, to our inspirational podcast, Think Like a Champion. Listen, we exist to create a community of champions and a culture of champion-level thinking. Now, I want to thank everyone who has written a review or shared this podcast on social media. I appreciate you partnering with me and helping expand this community of champions. And I want to get right into the content. I'm here to share content with you that I believe will strengthen your heart, stir up your faith and expectations. So let's get right into it, okay? The ABCs of manifesting what you believe. I want to talk to you about the ABCs of manifesting what you believe. You know, every promise from God and everything that you want in life, everything you need in life is already done. It's already paid for by Jesus. It's already in the atmosphere. It's in the air. Even the Bible says the principalities and powers of the air are in the air. So spiritual warfare is really literally resisting the spiritual forces in the air of darkness and pulling down from the spiritual atmosphere between heaven and earth, pulling down what is already ours, manifesting in this earth what has already been paid for us by heaven and exists in the spiritual places called heavenly places. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So there's heaven, there's earth, and then there's heavenly places where all the promises of God have already been paid for, and up to you and me to bring them from the heavenly places to the earth with our words. We'll talk about that. But that's where the devil's power operates too, in the heavenly places. But we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above the principalities and powers of the earth. Now let's talk about, you got all that? All right, now let's talk about manifesting what we believe. Bringing into earthly places what is already secured for us in heavenly places. Now remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, faith is the assurance or the substance of things hoped for, the conviction or the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Usually evidence is something that has been seen, but this is our evidence of things that have not been seen. That's what faith is. It's evidence. And this is the evidence, or this is the essence of our journey in faith. It's about believing even when we can't see it. It's about holding on to the promises of God because his promises are holding on to us even when the reality in front of us seems to deny it. Just think about the story of Abraham for a moment. He's called the father of our faith. God promised him descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, as numerous as the sands by the seashore in Genesis 15, Genesis 17, and many other places. And yet his wife was old. He was old, and yet his wife, Sarah, was barren. She couldn't have a child for 90-some years. To the eyes of the world, it seemed impossible for him to be the father of nations. But Abraham believed God no matter what he saw, and his faith was counted to him as righteousness, the Bible says. The world around him saw an old man with a barren wife, but Abraham saw himself as the father of a multitude of nations. So I want to encourage you today, champion, to see with the eyes of faith. To manifest the promises of God in your life, you must first see it in your heart. You must believe it before you see it. This is the audacity of faith, to dare to see beyond what the natural eyes can see, to dare to believe what eye has not seen, what ear has not heard, what has not yet entered into the heart of man, all the things that God has prepared for those who love him. What a promise. And then in 2 Corinthians 1:20, what a promise. God promises, he says, All of his promises are yes and amen. They're sure, they're steadfast, they're not subject to the whims of life. They stand as pillars, pillars of truth, pillars of our truest reality amidst the shifting sands of circumstances and all that's going on in the world. It takes faith, champion, to reach out and to grab a hold of what's in the heavenly places and bring them into the earthly places. Now, here's the key. God has already done his part. His promises are sure, paid for, and secured by the blood of Jesus, as reliable as the sun rising every morning. Now it's our turn to do our part, which is what faith is. We rise up, we see the victory, we see our breakthrough, we see our miracle through the eyes of faith before it even manifests in our lives. Let's think like champions. Let's act like champions. And most of all, let's believe like champions. For we walk by faith, not by sight, manifesting whatever is in our heart. Now, it's really important that you understand faith is not abstract. Let's anchor this in some practical steps. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Now realize this. Believe you have received it, and it will be yours. Faith is not abstract. We're going to anchor it in the practical steps that I call the ABCs of manifesting God's promises in your life. The ABCs. A is for ask. Jesus tells us to ask. Jesus tells us to ask and ask big. In fact, he tells us that whatever we ask for, he will do exceeding abundantly above and beyond. But in John 16:24, he says, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full." You see, the goal isn't even just asking, being daring enough to ask. The goal isn't just receiving. God's greater goal is joy in your life. Wow, what a heavenly Father that he wants this for us. That he wants not only for us to ask and receive, but the whole reason he wants us to ask and receive is so that our joy would be made full. So the first step is to ask. What is it you desire? What is it you're praying for? Whatsoever things you ask for, the King James version of Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever things you ask for, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, whatsoever things you ask for when you pray, believe you have them. Believe you have them and they shall be granted you. So number one is ask. Present your desires to God. Present your desires to the heavenly realm. Present your desires into the atmosphere by asking out loud. The practical step for this is to maybe write down in a prayer journal what you ask God for and when you asked for it. Be specific, be bold, and watch what God will do and watch what will happen. I've heard many, many people that are accomplished, successful people against all odds, they've all said that somewhere along the line, what they wrote down always came to pass. So I just want to encourage you to write it down. In fact, it says in Habakkuk, no wonder it works for them, because in Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, write down the vision, write down the promise, write down what you see, write down what you're asking for. It says, write it down. So the one who reads it may run and bring it to pass. The angels read what you write down. The Father reads what you write down. You're reading what you write down. The universe reads what you're writing down. We think that like the universe is some worldly version of God. God created the universe and he put into motion, he put into operation, he put into existence the universe and the way the universe works. And when we put into motion what God has put into existence, we'll see breakthroughs like we've never seen before. God puts these things into existence. We put them into motion or into operation. You got to put some motion in the ocean. You understand what I'm saying? You got to like get things moving with your words, with your prayers. Ask, number one. B is believe. Believe. After asking comes believing. And not just believing anything. Believe that you have received it. And it shall be granted to you, it says. Believe that you have received it. This is faith in action. What can we do with this? What is a practical step we can take with this? Well, we can write down what the Bible promise is corresponding to what we're asking for. So what is it we're asking for? Ask it. And what is it we're believing? A promise that God has already spoken. We're believing it's already happened. We believe it's already ours. We believe it already exists, and we're just bringing it into motion. We're just pulling it down from the heavenlies into the earthlies. Jesus even said, pray this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it already is in heaven. Wow. Whew. This is bringing me a whole lot of happiness, and I hope it's bringing you that too, because these aren't something I've made up. I have a certain way of communicating it, maybe better or worse than somebody else, but we didn't make these things up. We're just the messenger. I'm just the messenger of things God said, things God promised, things that already exist. You can take advantage of them or not. You know, gravity exists whether you believe in it or not. If you believe in it, you'll probably benefit from it. If you don't believe in it, you'll be hurt by it. But nothing's going to change the truth of gravity. It's in the universe. If you jump from a third story onto the ground, you most likely are going to break something, if not die. Guess what you proved? You proved that the principle or the truth, the law of gravity exists, whether you respect it or not. It still exists, and your broken bones will respect it if you don't respect it. You get this? You see, the fact that all the promises of God are yes, and they exist in this mid-earth, this mid-heaven, this mid-earth, between heaven and earth and these heavenly places, and we bring them down from the heavenly place to the earth by the prayers we pray, by the words we speak, I think if we really believed that, we'd start using it to our advantage rather than against us. Because when you start talking like, man, I'm a failure, I'm a loser, I hate myself, I don't like the circumstances I'm in, I just wish just this and that, you start using negative words, guess what? It produces negative energy, and guess what? It becomes a magnet for negative things to come to you, and it works the same way for positive things or negative things. That's why God says in Proverbs chapter 18, death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's interesting. He starts with death and life. He's trying to tell us this doesn't just work in words of life. This works with words of death as well. I'll never have enough money. I'll never have enough money. I'll never have enough money. You know what? You might as well just go ahead and have a funeral for never having enough money, because you're never going to have enough money. As you declare those things, they are coming to pass. Or you could say, I have all my needs supplied according to his riches and glory. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. You see, both of those statements are true, because both of those statements are honoring the law of the universe, that your words have the power to bring death or life in the power and authority of your tongue. All right, so A, ask, believe. B, believe you've received it. And how do we express that we actually believe we have received it? How do we actually do that before we see it? How do we act as if we believe? Or what is the proof that we believe it, that we believe we have received it, even if we haven't seen it? Ah, that's the best question. I knew you were asking that. And the answer is leading me to the C, the ABC. So C is for celebrate, or C is for cheer. C is for confidence, cheer, celebrate. It's really for celebrate, which means celebrate that you have it before you have it. And how do we celebrate it? Because celebration is the expression of faith or the assurance of God's promises. Celebration is the expression that we believe we have received it. If you don't believe you've received it, you wouldn't celebrate. But if you believe you received it, guess what that'll make you do? It'll cause you to celebrate. It will cause you to do this practical step of celebrating, and that is praise. It'll cause you to naturally praise and thank God. You see, praise or thanks is the evidence that you are celebrating something you have received before you even saw it. You see, most of the time when we get a gift from somebody, we give them thanks, right? We praise them for their generosity, or we thank them for the gift. But if somebody said they were going to give you something but never gave it to you, you would never thank them. You would never celebrate their gift. But this is the difference. When you say thank you to God for the thing that you asked for and believe you received it, thanks is the evidence that you believe you received it. It's the expression that you believe you received it. It's so simple. I know I maybe I'm complicating it, but it's really so simple. A, B, C. Celebrate it, because when you believe you've received something, you will give thanks. When you don't believe you've received it, you've asked for it, but you really don't believe you've received it, you're not going to have a lot of gratitude. So I would encourage you to examine the attitude you have about what you just asked for. Do you have gratitude that you've received it before you see it? Or are you just wondering, when will I ever see this? He says, believe you have received it. Jesus' words, believe you have received it, whatever you asked for, and it shall be done, or it shall be given. Believe you've received it. It's not believe you will receive it. Believe you have already, past tense, received it. All right. So let's walk this journey together. You are a champion. You're a champion because that's what God says about you. He said that we are more than conquerors through the love of Jesus Christ. He said we are the head and not the tail. He said you're above and not beneath. He said that you are blessed coming in and blessed going out. He said that you are more than you realize you are. Let's ask, let's believe, and let's celebrate. It's in this journey that we start to see with the eyes of faith. It's in this journey to believe before we see it, and to celebrate his faithfulness even before the promise manifests. It's one thing to believe I've received it. It's another thing for it to manifest. It's not my job to manifest it. It's my job to believe I've received it, and it will manifest. That's God's job to manifest it. That's the universe's job to manifest it. That's the angel's job to manifest it. My part, your part, is to believe we received it when we asked for it. Stand firm in this faith and watch your life overflow with the goodness of God. Well, these are the ABCs of manifesting what you believe. You're a champion, so start thinking that way. In him, every promise is true. Walk in this authority. Walk in the power of your tongue. Sometimes we think prayer is just begging God for something. Prayer is never begging. Prayer is asking. Prayer is speaking. Prayer is prophesying. All of those things we have the power to do because we're the sons and daughters of God. Ask bold. Believe you've got it. Celebrate like you've already won. And everything is going to be all right. Well, thanks for joining me on Think Like a Champion. Please share this with someone who needs to hear it. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I want to thank you in advance for giving. And I want to thank those of you who have already given and who continue to give faithfully to this ministry of a community of champions. You can also take a moment and give if you want to pay it forward for somebody else's life to be changed and to add somebody else. Come on, let's add some champions to our community by giving, by paying it forward. Would you go to lifechangerschurch.com/give? I want to thank you in advance. I want to thank you and believe that we as a community of champions have received your gift so that we can give that gift and use that gift to bring other champions into our community, other people into our community to become the champions that God meant them to be. Thank you in advance. Thank you for joining me today. I can't wait to see you next time on Think Like a Champion.